On April 21st, 1967, the 100 millionth GM vehicle rolled off the line at the plant in Janesville. A blue two-door Caprice. There was a big ceremony, speeches. The Lieutenant Governor even showed up. 3 days later, another car rolled off that same line. No one gave two craps about her. But they should have. Because this 1967 Chevrolet Impala would turn out to be the most important car. No. The most important object in pretty much the whole universe. She was first owned by Sal Moriarty, an alcoholic with two ex-wives and three blocked arteries. On weekends, he'd drive around giving Bibles to the poor. Getting folks right for Judgment Day, that's what he said. Sam and Dean don't know any of this, but if they did, I bet they'd smile. After Sal died, she ended up at Rainbow Motors, a used car lot in Lawrence, where a young Marine bought her on impulse. That is, after a little advice from a friend. I guess that's where this story begins.
And here's where it ends.
The Impala, of course, has all the things other cars have. And a few things they don't. But none of that stuff's important.
This is the stuff that's important.
The army man that Sam crammed in the ashtray. It's still stuck there. The Legos that Dean shoved into the vents. To this day, heat comes on, they can hear him rattle. These are the things that make the car theirs. Really theirs. Even when Dean rebuilt it from the ground up, he made sure all these little things stayed. Because it's the blemishes that make her beautiful. The devil doesn't know or care what kind of car the boys drive. In between jobs, Sam and Dean would sometimes get a day, sometimes a week if they were lucky. They'd pass the time lining their pockets. Sam used to insist on honest work, but now he hustles pool, like his brother. They could go anywhere and do anything. They drove 1,000 miles for an Aussie show. 2 days for a Jayhawks game. And when it was clear, they'd park her in the middle of nowhere. Sit on the hood and watch the stars. For hours. Without saying a word. It never occurred to them that, sure, maybe they never really had a roof and four walls. But they were never, in fact, homeless. This is the last Dean and Bobby will see of each other for a very long time. And for the record, at this point next week, Bobby will be hunting a Rougarou outside of Dayton. But not Dean. Dean didn't want Cass to save him. Every part of him, every fiber he's got, wants to die or find a way to bring Sam back. But he isn't going to do either. Because he made a promise. So what's it all add up to? It's hard to say. But me, I'd say this was a test. For Sam and Dean. And I think they did all right. Up against good, evil, angels, devils, destiny, and God himself. They made their own choice. They chose family. And, well, isn't that kind of the whole point? No doubt, endings are hard. But then again, nothing ever really ends, does it?